Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Why read books when you can use chatbots to talk to them instead? Book publishers are experimenting with chatbot editions of new titles, providing conversational companions for readers. By Will Knight. UAI, a startup that offers tools for building AI apps, recently developed an app it calls Book AI, which promises to turn any book into an AI. It spins up a chatbot that knows everything about the book and can talk about it endlessly, like a bespectacled Terminator that just dropped in on your book club meeting. Dmitry Shapiro, UAI CEO, says he's talking with a number of publishers, large and small, about creating chatbots to accompany new releases. Solution Tree, which offers thousands of books on continuing education, already plans to offer what Shapiro calls conversational companions to go with its titles. A chatbot edition can be especially useful for textbooks because users may have specific questions or need things clarified, Shapiro says. And because the large language model behind the chatbot has, like ChatGPT and others, been trained on a wide range of other content, sometimes it can even put what is described in a book into action. Shapiro gives the example of asking the chatbot for a book on website optimization to suggest a design putting the key points into practice. UAI creates its bookbots using a method known as Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG, that makes chatbots hew to specific source material. The same technique is used by search engines to keep search chatbots focused on real information and to prevent them from hallucinating their results. I tried uploading Mary Shelley's Frankenstein to UAI's app to see how it works. It seemed a fitting test given current sentiments and concerns about AI and with Halloween just a week away. The Frankenbot did a decent job summarizing the book and its themes. It also saw some interesting parallels between the classic tale of scientific hubris and today's worries over the AI apocalypse, something it could riff on likely because its training data also included more recent content that mentions the book. Frankenstein is warned against playing God and creating life, which leads to disastrous consequences. Similarly, some argue humans should not try to play God by creating sentient AI, the chatbot said. Frankenstein quickly loses control over his creature, which becomes violent and destructive. There are concerns AI could become uncontrollable and cause harm if not properly constrained. Not bad, although it might also have noted that just as Frankenstein served as a rather dramatic lightning rod for angst about scientific progress back in the early 1800s, today's headlines can often hew toward runaway nightmare scenarios to the exclusion of actual day-to-day risks posed by AI. When I asked the chatbot if it identifies with the monster, it responded with a familiar chatbot excuse for dodging tricky questions. As an artificial intelligence, I don't have personal feelings or identities, so I don't have the capacity to identify with any characters. Then, in a twist that Mary Shelley might have enjoyed, the chatbot suggested that perhaps I might identify with the monster instead. Many readers might identify with the monster's feelings of loneliness, rejection, and desire for companionship. These are universal human experiences that Shelley explores in depth through the character of the monster. Touché. Since I've written plenty about AI myself, from impressive robot breakthroughs to predictions of AI doom, I created a chatbot trained on some of my past and asked it what I seem to think of AI. It seems that Will Knight's reporting indicates some unease and caution about the rapid progress being made in AI capabilities, it replied. Knight highlights the difficulty in predicting detailed AI scenarios and says lagging progress on safety should raise some alarms, but he does not jump to conclusions that doom is inevitable. I'm glad it didn't say I think doom is inevitable. Of course it isn't. I can certainly imagine publishers seeing chatbots as a gimmick that might help shift new books, particular textbooks, self-help titles, or the many business books that promise to teach you how to turn AI into profit. Chatbots could also be used to put a new user interface on other sources of knowledge. Other startups use similar techniques to let you turn any web page or website into a chatbot. For instance, Cohere, one of a handful of companies with the resources and AI chops needed to build its own large language models, recently introduced Coral, an experimental chatbot that will talk about books or documents, as well as any website you point at it. I tried asking Coral what Wired.com thinks of AI. Here's what Coral said. Overall, Wired seems to have a cautious and skeptical view of AI and its potential, it told me. In some articles, the potential benefits of AI are acknowledged, but there are also frequent references to flaws, overhyping, and a lack of transparency and accountability surrounding AI. Not a bad summary at all, although to be true to that, I should point out that a chatbot may not always be entirely accurate or very original about what it has ingested. There's still no substitute for reading a book, including Shelley's masterpiece, cover to cover. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.